In this listening test, you're going to hear a conversation in which Richard and Marianne talk about eating out in restaurants. Here's the beginning of the conversation.
For this week's podcast, we're talking about one of my favourite topics, food. Well, not just food, eating out. And with me to talk about eating out is Marianne.
Hi, Richard.
So, Mariam, how often do you eat out?
Here's an example of a question. Richard is very interested in food and how to cook it, just food and eating, or food and restaurants. The correct answer is Richard is very interested in food and restaurants. Ready? Now, read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the conversation. Now listen to the rest of the conversation. You'll hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You mustn't write more than one answer for each question.
For this week's podcast, we're talking about one of my favourite topics. Food. Well, not just food, eating out. And with me to talk about eating out is Marianne.
Hi, Richard.
So, Marianne, how often do you eat out?
Well, I'd say at least once a week, sometimes more. Depends if there's an occasion, a birthday party to attend to or...
Okay. So do you generally go to the same places every week, or do you like trying new ones?
No, I get bored. I like to try to, you know, go to different places and have different kinds of food, and Italian and Indian and Chinese one night.
Okay. Kind of. So what's the most important thing for you then when choosing a restaurant? Is it the price, or is it the quality of the food, maybe the service? Or perhaps is it the setting, the ambiance?
Well, Richard, I'd say that all four are quite important. It depends on my mood. You know, it depends what time of the month you're talking about. If we just got paid, and then probably, you know, some friends would get together and we'll go out to a nice restaurant, and price probably wouldn't be on top of the list of things to be concerned about. But definitely the quality of the food is always important, and then the service, I'd say, comes close. But the environment, though, the ambiance is very important as well. Yeah, I'd say the quality of the food and the ambiance are on top of the list.
Okay, great. Okay, Miriam, it's interesting. I read recently that an article said that restaurants are the last bastions of sexism. Okay? People in restaurants seem to treat men and women differently. Do you think that's true?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's only about sexism. I mean, it's also about age. I often find that when I go out with friends who look younger than me, then often the waiter would bring me the check or ask me if we're ready to order. I haven't really experienced a lot of sexism, to be honest with you, but it does happen, and I've noticed it when I've been out with other people. But when I go to a restaurant, I really do look out for good service, and I just demand it, to be honest with you. So I think a lot of people, when they see the way I'm sitting, and when I'm looking around for a waiter to come to us, and you know, and ask for our order, I don't really feel that I get treated any differently than a man.
Okay.
Usually.
So you are very authoritative.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you read restaurant reviews at all?
Not often, but it's often word of mouth. A friend would say, well, hey, you know, have you seen that restaurant that's open around the corner? And we often just, you know, decide to go there for a night out. And
okay. So that's before, during, what about after your meal? Do you leave a tip? And how much, approximately?
Well,
is there a guide?
Well, I think the general rule is 10%, but sometimes, most of the time, it's included in the bill. And then on top of that, we always do leave a little bit more.
Okay, so if you have a bill mm-hmm. and it says service included, mm-hmm. would that mean that you wouldn't leave as much of a tip?
That's right. I would probably just leave just a little bit more, maybe an extra 5%. Maybe.
Okay. So, Miriam, when's the next time you're going out for a meal?
I'm going out just right now, actually.
Oh,
just
really?
Just about to leave for a nice meal with friends.
Where are you off to?
It's a nice Italian restaurant in downtown.
Great. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
Now you will hear the text again.
For this week's podcast, we're talking about one of my favourite topics, food. Well, not just food, eating out. And with me to talk about eating out is Mariam.
Hi, Richard.
So, Mariam, how often do you eat out?
Well, I'd say at least once a week, sometimes more. Depends if there's an occasion, a birthday party to attend to or...
Okay. So do you generally go to the same places every week, or do you like trying new ones?
No, I get bored. I like to try to, you know, go to different places and have different kinds of food, and Italian and Indian and Chinese one night.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
So what's the most important thing for you then when choosing a restaurant? Is it the price, or is it the quality of the food, maybe the service? Or perhaps is it the setting, the ambiance?
Well, Richard, I'd say that all four are quite important. It depends on my mood. You know, it depends what time of the month you're talking about. If we just got paid, and then probably, you know, some friends would get together and we'll go out to a nice restaurant, and price probably wouldn't be on top of the list of things to be concerned about. But definitely the quality of the food is always important, and then the service, I'd say, comes close. But the environment or the ambiance is very important as well. Yeah, I'd say the quality of the food and the ambiance are on top of the list.
Okay, great. Okay, Miriam, it's interesting. I read recently that an article said that restaurants are the last bastions of sexism. Okay? People in restaurants seem to treat men and women differently. Do you think that's true?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's only about sexism. I mean, it's also about age. I often find that when I go out with friends who look younger than me, then often the waiter would bring me the check or ask me if we're ready to order. I haven't really experienced a lot of sexism, to be honest with you, but It does happen, and I've noticed it when I've been out with other people. But when I go to a restaurant, I really do look out for good service, and I just demand it, to be honest with you. So I think a lot of people, when they see the way I'm sitting, and when I'm looking around for a waiter to come to us, and you know, and ask for our order, I don't really feel that I get treated any differently than a man.
Okay. So you're very authoritative.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you read restaurant reviews at all?
Not often, but it's often word of mouth. A friend would say, well, hey, you know, have you seen that restaurant that's open around the corner? And we often just, you know, decide to go there for a night out. And
okay. So that's before, during, what about after your meal? Do you leave a tip? And how much, approximately?
Well,
is there a guide?
Well, I think the general rule is 10%, but sometimes, most of the time, it's included in the bill. And then on top of that, we always do leave a little bit more.
Okay, so if you have a bill mm-hmm. and it says service included, mm-hmm. would that mean that you wouldn't leave as much of a tip?
That's right. I would probably just leave just a little bit more, maybe an extra 5%. Maybe.
Okay. So, Maryam, when's the next time you're going out for a meal?
I'm going out just right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Just about to leave for a nice meal with friends.
Where are you off to?
It's a nice Italian restaurant downtown.
Great. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
For this week's podcast, we're talking about one of my favourite topics, food. Well, not just food, eating out. And with me to talk about eating out is Maryam.
Hi, Richard.
So, Maryam, how often do you eat out?
Well, I'd say at least once a week, sometimes more. Depends if there's an occasion, a birthday party to attend to, or
okay.
event.
So do you generally go to the same places every week, or do you like trying new ones?
No, I get bored. I like to try to, you know, go to different places and have different kinds of food, and Italian and Indian and Chinese one night.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
So what's the most important thing for you then when choosing a restaurant? Is it the price, or is it the quality of the food, maybe the service, or perhaps is it the setting, the ambiance?
Well, Richard, I'd say that all four are quite important. It depends on my mood. You know, it depends what time of the month you're talking about. If we just got paid, and then probably, you know, some friends would get together and we'd go out to a nice restaurant, and price probably wouldn't be on top of the list of things to be concerned about. But definitely the quality of the food is always important, and then the service, I'd say, comes close. But the environment, though, the ambiance is very important as well. Yeah, I'd say the quality of the food and the ambiance are on top of the list.
Okay, great. Okay, Miriam, it's interesting. I read recently that an article said that restaurants are the last bastions of sexism. Okay? People in restaurants seem to treat men and women differently. Do you think that's true?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's only about sexism. I mean, it's also about age. I often find that when I go out with friends who look younger than me, then often the waiter would bring me the check, or ask me if we're ready to order. I haven't really experienced a lot of sexism, to be honest with you, but it does happen, and I've noticed it when I've been out with other people. But when I go to a restaurant, I really do look out for good service, and I just demand it, to be honest with you. So I think a lot of people, when they see the way I'm sitting, and when I'm looking around for a waiter to come to us, and you know, and ask for our order, I don't really feel that I get treated any differently than a man.
Okay.
Usually.
So you're very authoritative.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you read restaurant reviews at all?
Not often, but it's often word of mouth. A friend would say, well, hey, you know, have you seen that restaurant that's open around the corner? And we often just, you know, decide to go there for a night out. And
okay. So that's before, during, what about after your meal? Do you leave a tip? And how much, approximately?
Well,
is there a guide?
Well, I think the general rule is 10%. But sometimes, most of the time, it's included in the bill. And then on top of that, we always do leave a little bit more.
Okay, so if you have a bill mm-hmm. and it says service included, mm-hmm. would that mean that you wouldn't leave as much of a tip?
That's right. I would probably just leave just a little bit more, maybe an extra 5%. Maybe.
Okay. So, Mariam, when's the next time you're going out for a meal?
I'm going out just right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Just about to leave for a nice meal with friends.
Where are you off to?
It's a nice Italian restaurant in downtown.
Great. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you've not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.